So it's Friday night, and as is my custom, I will be going up to my local pub in Telford, which is called the Rose and Crown. And although this in itself isn't particularly interesting information, it's probably I'm not the only one in Britain that's going to be doing that tonight. One of the things that I would like to talk about is how well they've done over the past few years, because quite often you hear about pubs in particularly local towns or in local communities that over the past few years have had to close for one reason or another, but mostly related to the financial situation that the country or, you know, the Western world finds itself in at the moment. And it really struck me that a few weeks back, somebody who was visiting commented to me in the pub that it was really good how the management, who are a married couple with a young daughter, have really bucked the trend and made this pub a success. And, you know, I know that when I go in, which is a Friday or a Saturday night, or sometimes both, depending on what I'm doing, that they will have entertainment on. So, you know, they do karaoke on a Friday, they have live music on a Saturday, and I believe a Sunday. But more than that, it seems that every time I go in on a Friday or a Saturday, they have some kind of event going on, whether that be an 18th birthday party, 21st birthday party, a wedding anniversary, retirement, whatever. In fact, they even had a fundraiser for a young lad who had been off to Iraq or Afghanistan, I'm not sure which, and unfortunately had come back pretty badly injured. He's, you know, got an artificial leg, and I think he's lost an eye as well. And, you know, those are all good community things. And secondly, they, you know, bring the punters in, and that's a good thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to make a point about that. And I think what I'll do is I'll just play you a little bit of the sound that's in there. It'll probably sound pretty crap, really. But anyway, hope you enjoy it. Just walking up to the pub now. I'm decided to record this bit here right rather than out right outside, because it didn't look like a nutter to the smokers outside. So in about a minute or so, you should hear the inside of the pub. So it's the next day, it's Saturday morning, and I just wanted to add a little bit of a postscript to this audio boo, because as I was walking up to the pub last night, I noticed there was a sign outside saying that the brewery was looking for new management. So I asked Tina, who's the landlady, what was going on, and she'd basically told me that the lease had come up on the pub and the brewery were putting what they considered unfair terms on the contract, so they were leaving in July, which is very unfortunate and sad, particularly as, in Tina's own words, they've turned the pub around, as I was trying to demonstrate in this audio boo. But hey ho, I guess that's life. But hopefully whoever takes it on will continue in the same vein that Ian and Tina have. Okay, well, that's me done. Bye.